Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's time for Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg. Hit it. Got lots of jokes. We don't read them all. Mention some of the names that send them in, though. Samuel Parker sent us a joke. Thank you, Samuel. And Ann Davis and Volo, we got the joke. And Marsha Fradkin and Palatine, Julie Moore and Wheaton, Bud Mercer at Top Hat Media. Thank you, Bud. Terry and Glenn Ellen sent us a joke, and Roy in Burlington, Illinois did. Big Russ in Midlothian, thank you. Joan in Bloomingdale, Carolyn Mullick in Chicago, Gracie in Elk Grove Village, William Fellows, and Susan Hummel in Normal. I also got a couple of notes from Janes. One Jane said, I hope you have not had this joke yet. I have listened to your jokes since you started last year, and I share them with my 7 grandsons, and I tell one each day at my yoga class. If I get that mug, it will have a special place of honor. Just send it. Your loyal Ottawa Grandma Jane. And Jane in New Jersey writes, hey, John, my friend in Chicago and I listen to the jokes most every day, and then we discuss which ones are the best, even with the 1 hour time difference, the best part of the day. And when I win that coffee mug or glass, he will gladly come by the station and pick it up for me. And then she writes, how does Jack communicate with vegetables? Well, Jack and the beanstalk. We got more jokes. Guy goes to the doctor, says, doctor, I can't pee anymore. Doctor says, how old are you? The guy says, 94. Doctor says, you've peed enough. I hate it when I go to the store for seedless grapes, but I accidentally get, you know, Oreos. I actually did something like that the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Walked right by the produce, came out with the coffee cake. It's not the same. Two guys are up late drinking. One guy says, what time is it? And the other guy says, I'm not sure, but I can find out with this magic trombone. The second guy says, how can you tell time with a trombone? The first guy starts playing the trombone, and 2 seconds later, someone says, hey, who's playing the trombone at 3 a.m? What do you call a dinosaur after they break up with their girlfriend, Tyrannosaurus X? What do you call a dinosaur who's a noisy sleeper, Tyrannosnorus? What does a triceratops sit on? It's Triceratops. How do you know if there's a dinosaur in your refrigerator? The door won't shut. Terry Clevenger sent us this. The company that makes yardsticks says they won't be making them any longer. I think that's the... Dave, I think that's the third time. Vicky, I think you'll back me up on this. We've told that joke.
It's my favorite.
And we may tell it again.
And now, Famous Quotes Revisited with your host, Dave Annett.
I came, I saw, I forgot what I was doing, retraced my steps, got distracted on my way back, so now I have no idea what's going on, and I have to pee.
You've been listening to Famous Quotes Revisited with Dave Annett.
In Latin, by the way, that's...
Vini, Vici, Wadi.
Dave didn't believe in that, but I think that was a fine performance, and I give it an A. Hey, this message is for autocorrect. Just so you know, the word I'm looking for is never duck. When Santa takes a picture of himself, by the way, here's our first Christmas joke of the year. Yeah. As always, before Halloween, they start putting the stuff out there. Heck, it's just after Labor Day. When Santa takes a picture of himself and his helpers, is that an elfie?